Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hanging out at the Ticketmaster Studios, Flowery Branch. It's been a great day, man. We had a great conversation with Coach Ra. It's coming up in less than 7 minutes from now. Stay there. You'll hear him discuss the injuries and all the things about last week and heading into Carolina. And, Mike, we also had the great left tackle Jake Matthews on today. And Jake is just even keel. Mike and I were saying this, man. For all the years that he's been here, and he's been gracious with us over the years, and just a cool cat, man. I mean, he's never too high, never too low. But he came in and talked about they got challenged last week. After the first week against Tampa, they got challenged. And he said, we took it personal. Well, I hope they take it personal Sunday, Mike. I hope they want to come back and play as well as they did against the Vikings.
Right on, man. And look, all we're missing right now, and Coach Ra talked a little bit about it. We spoke with Dave Archer about it. He gave a good breakdown kind of schematically yesterday about how they're taking away the vertical passing game because they respect now, the good news is they respect Michael Penix's vertical passing game. We're just going to make everything else start to work and feed off the success of the run game. We learned today that we still got some banged up dudes. Drake London does not show up as a limited participant, which is kind of cool. But Darnell Mooney, he's still out there with a shoulder injury. We got James Pierce Jr. with a groin, as Carl would mention. And unfortunately, A.J. Terrell with a hamstring. And now we asked Coach, they did activate some other dudes, but we'll probably find out on game day. But if you ask me right now, a guy hit us up on Twitter, I'm guessing the way it looked, I'm not sure we're going to see A.J. Terrell on Sunday.
I don't either. And look, part of this is, guys, I don't need to play my hand right now. Carolina, you're preparing for A.J. You don't know what we're going to do. There's no reason to do that. So it's not like he's trying to keep this from us or you. It's just, hey, I don't need to play my hand right now. We get that. But A.J., the way that Coach described it, and you'll hear it coming up in our interview, it just doesn't feel like that's the way. We could be wrong. Maybe he plays, but I just don't feel that way. It's so early in the season, Mike. For me, I don't need to risk my number one cornerback.
Right. So we do have some other dudes. We get Clark Phillips back. He had that rib injury during camp. So we do have some other guys potentially that can get out there.
Well, D. Alford stepped in
Sunday
night.
In the game itself.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, there is some depth there. We still have some other guys on the practice squad. But, yeah, just curious to see, you know, how this will work. Coach Morris did say that Clark Phillips, Natron Burks, C.J. Henderson, in addition to Alford, so we'll see.
All right, man. Speaking of things that are going on up here, they did practice today getting ready for Carolina, as we said. And Michael Penix spoke to the media beforehand. Look, the idea that Michael Penix has not had a great game, okay, and I don't know what you consider a great game. No turnovers for me is a great game. Winning is a great game. The effort he gave in week one and almost damn near putting us on his back and carrying us to a victory is a great game. Michael Penix is not the reason we didn't win week one. We dropped too many opportunities and gave up too many plays. That is why we didn't win. But I say all that to say, guys, whatever statistic numbers that you need, he's going to eventually get there. He's going to hit those numbers. All I need him to do, Mike, is take care of the football. And Mike said this, when you're running for 200 yards, what the hell do I want my quarterback to do? I need him to be efficient and don't throw it to the other team when you do throw it. Right. That's what he did.
I know that he got us a touchdown when everything else wasn't clicking in the red zone. He took it upon himself to levitate in from 5 yards out and get the score. Now, yes, it is kind of strange. I did say to Carl, just purely from a gambling standpoint, to only have 3 offensive touchdowns and to be a 5.5-point favorite on the road
right.
is a bit crazy when you consider that this team had 300 yards of passing and 3 touchdowns from Bryce Young in a losing effort last week. So a little nervous about this one. It's still a road game. They did lose to Jacksonville, then they lost to Arizona, both on the road. So this is the home opener. Yeah. But one thing for certain, and Coach Rye was being respectful, and Jake was too, but it's Charlotte. That is one of the most transient fan bases. And if you think some guys are Fairweather Falcon fans, you look up Fairweather in a dictionary, you see Charlotte.
I agree.
And that's an easy ticket and an easy place to take over.
No, Mike, if they're winning, yeah, they come out. But if they're mediocre or 0-2 to start, I don't think that place is going to be full. Now, Jake, you said it was being respectful. It'll be loud.
Right.
I don't buy that, but we'll see. Here's what we need to improve on. And this is just not Michael Penix. Before I let you hear what he said about the offense, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You guys can always find us. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell 92.9. Follow this radio station at 92.9 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. We are currently 2 weeks in, 29th in red zone efficiency. That has to improve. What I'm telling you is there are only 32 teams.
Right.
We're one of the worst right now when it comes to red zone efficiency. But that doesn't mean that the season is going to go, off the rails. It just simply means we have not executed the 7 trips into the red zone like we've needed to. That gets us to Michael Penix talking about this offense. And he was asked about how they played. What does he think? Here was his response.
We just got to put it all together. I feel like we haven't, obviously, only 2 games so far. We haven't played our best game yet. So still looking forward to doing that. And we're going to continue to stay in the process and take it day by day and get better.
Yeah, I mean, that's the part. Putting it all together is all those things getting us into the red zone. Remember, as great as Bijan was last week, dropped the ball, thrown to him, Mike, right there, right? We talk about those red zone plays that seem like they were there. Some guys were open. Maybe Mike missed a few of those, but they're there. We just got to put it together. So what I want to see Sunday, I'd like to see, and I say offensive explosion, because, Mike, I said to you, I don't think this team scores 20 points on us. If this is a 35-38 kind of game, I'll be shocked. But if it is, that means that we gave up some explosive plays, and that means probably that we had some miscommunication. I think the secondary this year is better. I think they're in a better spot. And I think we got more playmakers, which is going to make it tougher on Bryce Young this year.
I mean, we've just got to get the whole thing together. And, again, for Falcon fans, we know that this team is capable of doing some crazy stuff defensively. Now, some guys, I'm not going to defend my own team and my own city. We said that earlier. You had 6 sacks. You had 3 interceptions. And I don't care if J.J. McCarthy's all we busted him up. We busted him up. We busted up their running back.
You're all busted up, Rocky.
Data and I were talking about this. What do you want to call them? What are we calling this team? Knockout Boys.
Knockout Boys.
By the way, I'm producing this T-shirt right now. I'm multitasking. I'm talking sports with Carl. We're going to find a way to make some money off this thing.
It's good. It's a good T-shirt.
Divine Diablo. But no, this team has got to find a way for the fans, the dreaded guy on the fence that lives in Atlanta, wants to see the 35 points. And you may have to score 35 points.
Yeah.
Because you might not be able to do some of the things against this offense. You touched on it. Bryce Young, I know we owe him some payback, but that's a good defense. Their defensive line, we talked about the money they spent. We know about Derrick Brown. But it's just – and all I'm saying is, guys, like, what do you don't believe in the Falcons? No, I'm just saying it's rare to see somebody's a 5.5-point favorite on the road when you're not scoring a lot of points.
Let's get a couple of Michael Penix comments in here, Big O back at the studio. One on Carolina's defense, and then I want to hear him talk about the difference in himself versus playing Carolina last year. First, what about the Carolina defense and what he sees right now as they get a chance to watch and get ready for Sunday?
You see talent. Obviously, I feel like those guys, they present a lot of different things. I feel like the scheme isn't like – a lot of people would say the scheme wouldn't be as complicated as Flores' defense, but at the end of the day, like, they got playmakers. They got a good coach over there, and they will make plays. We just got to make more. But it's a lot of talent over there.
Yeah, there is a lot of talent. But, you know, again, I feel like it's talent that we can expose
right.
and certainly take advantage of. And, again, guys, the way I see this, and it's week to week, but if you're telling me we can hold Justin Jefferson to three catches, no touchdowns, like they don't have a Justin Jefferson on that team.
No, and we've talked a lot about, you know, how this offense is evolving. And, you know, I'm a little hot on Zach Robinson. We went round and round with Arch about, you know, the rate of play action.
Yeah.
And, you know, Arch said, look, nearly a third of the plays were play action. Now, how you do the play action out of the pistol, I want to see the traditional quarterback over the center. And maybe that's not going to be in the – maybe they evolve into that. Right now they're playing to his strengths. The article that came out earlier in the week about, look, he used the shotgun in college or the pistol in college. They're comfortable with it. I'm just saying, if you can just dial that in and get Drake London, if we're not going to go vertical, get Pitts the ball in the flat. Let him beat a man. Let Drake beat a man. You know, Bijan. You know, he talked about, look, I can dump off a ball. That's what I basically did with Bijan for one of the best plays of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, but I why isn't that now designed? You know, I mean, where we're looking for it, where Bijan releases Carl out of the backfield. And just, I know it's easier said than done in some cases because, you know, defenses know what they're going to scheme against. To me, how are we going to maximize all these star players now in the red zone that we haven't so far in the first 2 weeks?
No.
That's the question.
It is. And if you ask me, too, who is Penix's go-to guy, right, that I don't know in the red zone. He hasn't established
there
that.
There really isn't that guy. No, I mean, Drake, hasn't. In all preseason long, I think, if anything, he maybe went to Drake probably even too much in week one.
Right.
Before Drake got banged up, that's what got Penix involved on that final drive when Kuhn missed the field goal.
Yeah, and I'm sure Michael Penix would tell us, my guy is the guy that's open, and that's fine. Here's Penix talking about the difference in himself versus playing Carolina last year. Remember, he played in that last game, played really well. Here's Michael Penix.
Yeah, just more reps with the guys. Just more reps with the receivers. You know, I feel like reps is very crucial whenever it comes to quarterback or receiver. You know, when it comes to timing and, you know, knowing how guys are going to run different routes and, you know, come out of their breaks and where to put the ball so that I can be on time and give them a chance to, you know, get yards after catch. So I feel like that's definitely been the difference so far.
Yeah, we're talking about practice. We're talking about practice. That's what he's telling you. I mean, honestly, it's no different. I went out there and played last year because I know how to play the position. But practicing with these guys, now I can deliver the ball in a place where they can make plays after the catch.
I mean, think about the throw to Pitts against the Commanders,
oh.
Right? I mean, you don't even have to go that far. Look back to Sunday's tape, guys. Unfortunately, the play turned to nothing when we get the strip on Drake London. That was an absolute laser.
It was.
That he threw into that
you
coverage.
You mean laser.
It was a laser.
It was. It really was. Hey, man, coming up, Raheem Morris. He stopped in to talk with us about all things, including the injuries and much more. Stay right there. You'll hear what our head coach had to say next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Very long time. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, up here at the Ticketmaster Studios at Flower Branch. And when I say that, I'm just talking about the potential of what this defense can be. I keep seeing stuff, Mike, and again, I don't even know how they come up with some of this stuff. And you know, they keep stats now literally for everything. And I was just, somebody just sent this to me about, you know, James Pierce Jr. and his impact. Splash plays. Who had the most splash plays in week two? And I'm like, how the hell are we supposed to know a splash play? And again, the definition of this, right? And I'm just telling you, these are the kind of things. But James Pierce Jr. was fourth on the list, I believe. And they were like, hey, say hello to James Pierce Jr. Okay, so this is this pressure? Because when you say splash plays, in my mind, I'm thinking about plays that were difference-making plays. Now, he did have a sack. Right. But the point is, our guys are getting recognized early in the season. We're not used to this. We're not used to seeing Falcons on the defensive side of football, whether it's Xavier Watts or Billy Bowman or James Pierce Jr., getting recognized. And that's what's happening, which I think has a lot of Falcon fans excited about what the potential of this defense is.
Yeah, I know that we get into the analytics argument, and I understand. I'll just make this brief because I don't want math nerds to get mad at me, Carl, but in baseball, big sample size, right?
Right.
Now, again, NFL game, individual plays, how many series you're out there. But, I mean, we're just killing it now with data. It's like big data now is taking over football. There's a place for it. There's the eye test. I mean, I like, the finish rate, win rate. Did you get the sack? Did you get the quarterback? Because you can have a great win rate and affect, you know, hey, that series, big win rate, got him off the field. Well, you still lost the game because you couldn't get the quarterback off the field when it mattered. That was our beef about the Baker Mayfield last series, where unfortunately Caden Ellis, we had some plays that needed to be made, dropped interceptions, etc. So, okay, great. Splash print. Are you a player? Are you a baller or not? I mean, the old days, what was Reggie White's splash rate? What was Lawrence Taylor's splash rate?
That's my point.
You know what I mean? You know, there's guys that fall, then there's that lower level, okay? Okay, we talked about like Jadeveon Clowney, not as impactful, you know, so does he have a lower splash rate? I guess there's a place for math for some of these people. To me, it's a result-driven business. Did you win the game? Did you have two sacks, a forced fumble, as you said? Strip sack.
That's right.
And to me, if those are the splash plays, okay. Then, yes, splash plays. Giddy up.
I'm with you, man. Hey, Raheem came in to speak with us earlier today, as he does on Wednesdays exclusively here on Dukes and Bell and on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we bring you the real about what's going on with this team. And as he walked in, I said, that's how you play defense, baby. And that's been my vibe all week. Coach, not so much.
I didn't come with that kind of energy as you did today, but it was definitely a promising, you know, style of play that you want to have. You know, we seen it coming last week. We saw the pressures from those guys, and those guys were able to get out there and do their, you know, a good shot at it. And then this week, you know, you finished, and, right. And then that's when everybody gets really excited. But to be honest, when you watch the tape from a week before and the loss, it was coming.
Right,
Baker made some plays, and then you watch it this week, and you got a chance to finish. It was very satisfying.
We talked so much about the rookie class, and I know we were excited about Billy Bowman, and certainly about Xavier Watts. I mean, everybody got in. I was talking about the second year guys like Ruka Roro. He had a big impact as well.
I tried to explain this last year. I was like, you know, sometimes the insiders they take a little more time, you know, and Ruka definitely was ready, and Brandon Dorlis was definitely ready. You know, Zach Harris has always been there, but to be in that rotation inside, and LeKyle London and all the guys inside, then you got the old man in there just holding down the fort. That was absolutely phenomenal. Then the outside guys just in that steady rotation, having a bunch of waves of guys coming at people, really creating a bunch of problems. Ecstatic.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys. It's Dukes and Bell live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios here at Flowery Branch. We're getting ready for Carolina. We'll talk to him about that. Just trying to find out some of the answers that fans want to know. And Raw, first and foremost, we were talking about AJ. the latest on AJ Terrell and his situation? Because the way he went down, I was like, oh, no. He grabbed that leg like it was falling off.
You know, I'll say week to week is a hamstring, you know, obviously. So you just never know how that's going to go. You know, he's – I wouldn't say day to day. I'd say more week to week. You know, take him all the way to the game. Take him all the way to Sunday. See what it is. Maybe a test run if that's the case. If not, go into the following week and see what it is. And then, like, let this guy get have a chance to heal. You want that to go away. You don't want that to linger all season. He's putting a lot of work to go out to have a great season. He was having a great game up to that point. And I look forward to getting him back.
Options? If he can't go,
you know, we got a bunch of depth. You know, obviously, Glow went out there and finished the game for us, and we also have, you know, obviously, Clark Phillips got a chance to get a helmet. We got C.J. Henderson on the roster. We have, you know, obviously, Natron Books, the Swiss Army knife, to be able to go out there and do a bunch of different things for us. Obviously, Hughes did a great job. Billy Bowman's going inside. Those guys did a nice job of mixing it up at the end when A.J. went out and finishing the game for us and really playing well. And then obviously, you know, Alfred went out there and played corner for us, punt returner, you know, kickoff coverage. He did everything, and that's what you got to do when you're in that position.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys. Our weekly visit inside the Ticketmaster Studios at the Branch. I guess the only thing we didn't get was just the touchdowns in the red zone that we're looking for. But talk about the offense. And what it seems like, and I heard Zach Robinson today in the media room said, teams are trying to take away the deep ball from Penix Jr. So how do they adjust?
They did a nice job. You know, they kept the two safeties back. They kept away the deep ball. And you got to take what they're giving you. And they were absolutely giving them some really premium looks at the run, and we took those run looks, and Bijan went to the tune of 150 and Tyler to the tune of 70 or 80 and ended up with a 200-yard day rushing, and I'm not going to complain about that.
Can't we just run it the whole series?
You know, like,
can we just run it the entire first series of the game?
We were in the process of doing that. We threw the screen, hit the ground, and kind of got off whack, but there's some things we can clean up down there. There's always things you can clean up, and there's always going to be – every game, no matter what you do, you're going to come out with something you can clean up for the most part since I've been doing it. I don't know, but – you know, it's definitely what we want to clean up, definitely the focus, and definitely things we want to get better at.
You had some pretty impactful rookies with the Rams. I think we've mentioned this. Braden Fisk, Kobe Turner, Jared Verse, Byron Young. And we're looking at our rookies, and all four showed up big last weekend, obviously. But what do you see as far as the impact there? Can you make a comparison when you see what you had with the Rams and you get four rookies like we've got with Xavier, Billy, obviously, Jalen, and we're talking about James Pierce Jr.?
Yeah, obviously I didn't coach Fitz and Verse, but it was a part of the process of the building process, right? Now, then the Rams, we wanted to build it up front, and we had the year before get B.Y., Kobe Turner, added them with A.D., added them with Flo, and we rushed, and we did some really good things. And then the following year, they added some more talent to that with the Verse and the Fisk, and they were building that way. So when we got here last year, we started to build, and we kind of drafted at the double position, the double D tackle, which we talked about what we were going to do, and went out and did that thing to increase our pass rush, the inside pass rush. And then this year, we had a chance to affect our edge, both in free agency and in the draft. You know, two in the first round, the one with Flo, to add to the piece that we already had around him. So we were extremely excited how we built it. And we have been talking about it, although, you know, we didn't play him a bunch last year. We didn't get a chance to get him out there, whether it was injuries or whether just not ready, quite ready to play a significant part when you had some of the pieces we had. But there was no doubt this year they were ready to go.
And the Jalen Walker play, and the Georgia fans, like, we've seen that before. I mean, that's the kind of athleticism, man, just throwing people around. I mean, and again, we didn't get to see as much of him because he was banged up and the media was here. But you knew that Jalen Walker was going to be bringing it. And now, by the way, James Pierce Jr., he was not seen today. Is he okay, or just any status on him?
Yeah, he's taking care of some things today with a maintenance plan. He'll be out there tomorrow. I feel good about getting him through. But those guys, that's a part of being a rookie too, right? Figuring out this NFL, how tough this thing is, and getting back out there and doing all the stuff that you need to do to get out there. But Jalen kind of went through it a little bit in camp.
Right.
You know, maybe he missed a couple of times when you were out there, and I was telling you, like, no, he looked great the other day. Mm. Today we're taking care of him. We're getting him right and doing some of the things we need to do with him. But the other night he went out there and got a chance to see it for the first time and him throw around blocks and him get the big-time sack. And he played really well, and he's playing really well all the place. The fun part for him is moving around and doing different things with him. He's got a chance to be special.
The comparison to him was Mike. I don't want to comp a guy in the league, but Micah Parsons, because you can use him. And do you talk to Jeff Ulbrich about how you're going to do that stuff?
You know, that's all we talked about in the draft process, right? When you go draft these guys, you talk about having a plan for me. Everybody comes up with comparisons. You know, everybody's always scared to say a guy like Micah Parsons. You never want to say that.
Right.
Because you don't want to mess up those expectations. But you got to find some comparables for him. You bring him in, and, you know, he's got some comparables. And nobody's saying he is Micah Parsons yet. Nobody's saying he's going to be, you know, Micah Parsons is a great player. And, like, when you use comparisons in the coaching world, it's just the analogy of moving around, being able to do different things off the ball, on the ball. You know, he's phenomenal.
Last week, Coach, we got a chance to talk to Divine Diablo. Divine Diablo! And he was mic'd up for the game.
Wait.
What's up? That's how we say it.
Divine Diablo.
That's how we say it.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
It's a thing. We're making it a thing.
Can I get one more of those?
Divine Diablo. Yeah. It's a thing. What are you talking about?
It's a name.
He couldn't stop laughing either last week.
That just made my day.
Well, good. But he was mic'd up for the game, and there was a point where he's on the bench and Caden Ellis is sitting next to him. And you guys can witness this and check it out on Falcons.com. But Caden, he turns to Caden, and Caden says, man, the O-line came to play tonight. And Divine goes, yeah, they were moving people. And my question to you is, did you get after the O-line after week one? What did you say?
I think it's just more being honest with you guys. You know, like when I talk to you guys, I'm really transparent and talked about the disappointment, and we got more. And they hear it. I tell them that in the meetings. They come see me. And these guys, they don't want to disappoint. And they got so much confidence in their leadership with Jake and Lindstrom. And then it just goes through that room. And they got so much pride. When you talk about Burge and Newsel and even Wilk, you know, like those guys got a lot of pride, man. And that coaching staff that they have, you know, talking about with Led, Flats, and Nick Jones, they're going to show up. And when you let them know that you're disappointed in how they played and we can play better, they're going to show up. And that's what they did.
They did.
Talking with Coach Raheem Morris, guys. And you know, again, this offseason, we thought we'd have a competition with Young Wei Koo. And then turns out that you're bringing, again, Parker Romo, who did a great job. And I know you said it's 90% was a soundbite after the game. We understand for roster purposes, you want to have an insurance policy with Koo. But what is it going to take to make Romo the man as your kicker?
You know, we got this new weapon that you have with the standard elevations. We got this. It's a weapon. Right? Let's not kid ourselves. So, like, you use it. You use it as a comparison. You use it to compete. You use it to get them out there and make sure, right? You don't have to make those rush, you know, brash decisions. You know, obviously, Romo went out, went 5-for-5. There's not a lot that's probably going to go on and not see him again. Let's just be honest with that. So, like, getting Romo out there again, get another look at it, and then we'll see what happens. We'll play it out. But we'll let these guys go out there and compete in practice. So we have some tangible things to talk about. You know, some things to look at, some things to correct, some things to talk about, and what we want to talk about, how we want to move forward.
Those elevations, Coach, as we described to the audience, you get three times to do that, correct? I want to be on
two more.
Two more, right, with him. So that's what we were telling our audience about, because some people are like, well, can't they just do this or that? That's within the rules of the NFL, and so, you know, we're trying to do that. Coach, talk to us about the concern. We're 29th in red zone efficiency. Mike talked about this, but 2 touchdowns, 7 red zone trips. What's your concern level there? We're not talking about moving the football because we're doing that. We're talking about scoring touchdowns.
I wouldn't say concern. I'd say more opportunities getting down there and finishing off the drives, which I know they're very capable of doing. We were very close last week. We can hit that scramble play to Mooney. We don't – that screen, let's get that up and down, and we're probably walking in there. You got an opportunity to get closer down there. We got an opportunity to move it on to 4th and 1. We kind of screwed that up as a coaching staff. We end up kicking the field goal. But there's a bunch of things that you can correct and you can clean up. That was a tough environment. Make no mistake about it. Don't want to take away from Minnesota's defense, but we got a chance to go out there and score points. And I feel really confident we're going to be able to go do it.
All right. He's smiling, folks, and we're on the radio. But, Coach, I'll give the secret away. Speaking of, as we turn the page, you go up 85 to take on the Panthers. He drew for a lot of yards last week, and Bryce Young's got 4 touchdowns. They do have some offensive line guys out of position now, so they got 2 guys on IR. I'm trying to put words in your mouth, but as a fan, you feel like, wow, maybe a chance for these young defenders to go hunting again.
Yeah, and it also presents opportunities for their guys too, right?
Right. So, two-way,
you know,
street.
They got guys that going to get opportunities. They got guys that want to play. You know, Dave's going to do a great job of getting those guys ready to go. He's going to be sound. He's not going to put anybody in harm's way. You know, everybody likes to capitalize on these injuries. You know, same thing with Wilkerson when he's starting at right tackle. Wanted to make it a bigger deal than it was until it's not. So we're in the same situation. I think we got to go out there and bring our own energy, bring our own edge, bring our own execution, and worry about that first. And if they line up ready to play, we'll be ready as well.
Coach, I'm still mad about last season. I assume there are some guys – no, the end of the season. I'm not talking about last season.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, I'm talking about the Panthers game. I said to Mike, and I'm just curious, there's some guys in this locker room that played in that game last year, and I'm sure they didn't like the way the season finished.
Jesse Bates.
Any motivation going into Sunday knowing that and like, yo, we did not play that well last year, and now we get a chance to get back at these dudes?
You internalize it, right? You got to go, and you got to look at the whole picture. Right, there was some really special things that came out of the game from offense. Michael Penix throwing for a bunch of yards,
yes,
showing confidence, throwing the ball down the field. And it's probably the reason you're not getting a bunch of single high defense right now, and you're able to run the football. then you got to look at the defense side of the ball. There was a bunch of letdown. There was a bunch of things that we gave away, that reaching and pressing. And then you got to take away from the lessons of, if we won that game and Tampa lost, we were in the playoffs. We lost that game. Thank God Tampa won. Right. Or we'd really be upset, right? But those are the moments where you got to capitalize, and you can't look at anything. Everything is gray matter. You got to go play the game to win. And nothing else matters. I'm not going to let that game cloud this, my judgment on this one, but I'm not going to like them any less or any more because of it.
I can't. Okay. It's Dukes and Bell. It's Carolina. It's a division game. It's always a big game. But coming off of our win against the Vikings on Sunday night, people feel really good about, Coach, the way this defense played. And you came in, and that's been the energy is, wow, we feel like we have a foundation that's building, a young foundation for this defense to really improve. Don't know what it's going to be, but it felt really good Sunday.
You know, I don't want to ride the emotional roller coaster, but it felt great. Mm-hmm. And you got to go back out there prepared. You got to go practice. You got to put the work back in. You got to go determine the terms. You got to go find the role clarity throughout the week and go play again. And it doesn't matter what else happens. Like, I think once you figure out that process and that routine and you stick to it,
talked about the wide receivers, and again, maybe not 100%, but I thought, again, another week, another conversation with you about Kyle Pitts, man. It just that's been, not a pleasant surprise. We know what he's always been capable of, but it seems like that's another weapon that, if everything starts clicking offensively, man, this seems like a pretty good package you put together this year.
It's just because you don't listen to me in the offseason.
You say a lot, though. You say a lot.
I mean, come on.
You say a lot.
If you're paid by the word, man, that's like reading War and Peace.
I usually try to tell you the truth of what's happening, and I know it's hard to talk about because it hasn't been up to the standards that everybody wants from Kyle. Mm. If you just put Kyle's number down without a name, it didn't look terrible. But to know what he's capable of and what he's putting together now and being a part of the offense even more, I'm fired up for him, and I look forward to him even doing better for us.
Let's go get Carolina, Coach. Appreciate you.
Man. Thank you, guys.
Good luck on Sunday. Falcons head coach Raheem Morris.
One more Divine Diablo, please.
Divine Diablo. Yes, and you can take that with you.
I'm telling you, man, we get this thing on a shirt, we're going to be making money hand over fist, Carl.
He was tickled pink about that. Let's go get him in Carolina. Hey, we're coming back. We're going to take you around the NFL. A lot of injuries,
man, especially you fantasy owners out there. You better listen up.
All right, stay right there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget.
Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Injury. That is the word association right now with the NFL. I say injury, you literally can go across the league and say, oh, everybody is dealing with them. Some teams worse than others. But, Mike, let's talk a little bit about this as we go around the NFL. We're live at Flyer Branch, guys.
And a lot of this intersects with the Falcons in our first – used to be quarter, but first five games of the season with 17 weeks. Pete Carroll says the Raiders are preparing as if Jaden Daniels will play on Sunday. He was sort of a conspicuously not mobile or not using his legs the other night on national TV. So we'll see where that goes. But he's been dealing with an injury. We will eventually get to the Commanders. Buffalo. We get Buffalo as well on a Monday night. They've got a couple of guys banged up on their defense linebacker core. So, and then, you know, the Jets, they've got a situation with Justin Fields where Tyrod Taylor is going to be in. I got Garrett Wilson, so I'm monitoring the Jets.
Okay.
And he's not really doing much of anything. So, you got a lot of injuries around the league, and it's just all starting to add up. And you just talked about it last hour, Brock Purdy.
Purdy apparently, and this is according to Kyle Shanahan, has a chance to play Sunday. They thought he was going to be out 3 to 5 weeks. But he apparently was limited in practice today due to his toe injury and left shoulder. I think it's more of the toe. It's sort of like Joe Burrow, just not as serious. But either way, there's a chance that he could play. Now, remember Mac Jones. Who?
Mac Jones
filled in for him and did a really good job as they beat the Saints last week. And then last night, actually Monday night, that second game Monday night, Khalil Mack is headed to the IR. He's going to miss four games. Mike, dislocated elbow for him after he left that game the other night against the Chargers-Raiders game. So you've got all of that going on. And then on top of that, for us, just to bring it back home, our injury situation is A.J. Terrell. Really no new update as of today. He is listed as day-to-day.
Yeah, man, that's a hamstring. Hamstring did not participate. Also back on the injury report as far as limited because he's still not 100% is Darnell Mooney with his shoulder. So I wonder where that's at because, you know, we need him to really ramp it up. We know everybody's talking about, you know, Michael Penix Jr., at least not everybody, the naysayers. Well, he's not throwing the deep ball. Well, they're going too high safety. They're trying to take the deep ball away. But also, I do think that Darnell Mooney, and I think even though he's healthy, Ray, those guys didn't really pass the eye test. Archer brought that up yesterday talking about the routes that could have been touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know, Pitts has been open, man. Pitts has been really solid. But getting back to the injury report, A.J. Terrell, you mentioned with a hamstring. And also we found out that James Pierce Jr. held out with, as Carl says, a groin. So we'll keep an eye on that. And hopefully that gets better. And obviously that means he's not going to be practicing until maybe game time decision for Sunday on him.
Yeah, I think, and this is just me, I think that as Coach said, it was a maintenance deal, meaning he should be back at, Coach said to us, if you just heard the interview, he'll be back at practice tomorrow. I think it was a maintenance deal, Mike.
So you always maintain your groin.
Well, look, I think you have to put him on the injury report if he's not out there, right? So that's the other part about this.
Right.
But
because Joe Patrick, Joe spied it.
Well, look, he played so well, and he's been getting all this recognition about pressure rate and all this stuff, and then to not have him out there today, you're like, wait a minute.
Splash rate?
A splash rate, too. Yeah, you're like, well, why is he not out there? So we will keep an eye on it, but I just think that that was what Coach said, and that's to get him back out there tomorrow. Around the league, though, guys, as we talk about all these injuries, and that gets us to Carolina, because we're going to talk more about this tomorrow on the show. We're back in studio tomorrow. Carolina's offensive line. And the injuries they sustained already, missing two starters, guys. We're missing our right tackle, and Elijah Wilkinson has stepped up.
And Coach said, you know, again, and he kind of was like, I told you so. Well, again, it's been certainly solid.
It's solid.
Can't argue with that, but they're losing their starting center and starting guard.
It's a big deal. So how do we create even more pressure, Mike? More stunts? Put more pressure on those guys to pick up our blitz packages.
Right on. I mean, because again, this is where Jalen Walker can line them up. Even if Pierce is out, knock wood, you can have Jalen Walker anywhere on that line of scrimmage, man.
And with Bryce's height, okay, not making fun of him, just being real, pressure up the middle, it makes him difficult. Now he's trying to escape and get outside. Guys, we could have a field day on Sunday and really rack up a few more sacks in this game just based on the fact that their protection plan for Bryce Young has to be on point.
You know, again, I brought it up earlier to Carl. Vegas, I guess, I don't know, they fallen in love with us after Sunday night. We're five and a half point favorites. Our only beef is, and I think Falcon fans said this too, where's the beef in the red zone?
Where's the beef?
Only scored three touchdowns right now in the red zone. I said to Coach, you just heard the interview, if Bijan's working, let's freaking run it 12 plays in a row. It's been done before. There's no rule that says your offensive coordinator goes, ooh, we're inside the red zone. Let's do something. We haven't been doing this drive, right?
No, look, Zach – the one thing I'll give him credit for is he did stay with what was working Sunday. But I think also that's what they were giving us. The Joe Burrow injury too, guys, and we know about that, and two quarterbacks starting in that game. I think the Bengals are starting Jake Browning. And then we talked about Carson Wentz starting as well in the game for the Vikings because of J.J. McCarthy being out. So there's just a lot of injuries early on going into week three. What's up, Day-Day?
And also Chase Young, by the way, apparently not going to be – and maybe to go with this week for the Saints, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, and just real quick to you all's point about James Pierce Jr. and the maintenance. Coach probably is right because I thought it kind of – it triggered last week. He was actually listed Thursday, limited participation, groin.
And he played.
Yeah. Well, and we saw how well he played.
Remember Argyle at the end of Die Hard? If this is what they do for Christmas, well, if this is what he does with a bad groin, let me see when he's healthy.
So, look, if that
is – they use a stereotype in that movie or anything.
If that is – you mean a black limo driver?
I got to be here for New Year's.
If that is – you know, if he's playing with this and he's playing like this to his point, this may be something they give him a day all year long. Like, they're going to give him an extra day. Right. And I'm fine with that because he's out on the field on Sundays.
But that's the thing. And AJ, you know, we said, guys, like, you know, what do you think? Well, knowing how this team talks about injuries, I think AJ Terrell's probably out this week. I don't have any definitive proof on that. But I mean, as Carl said, it's just the nature of how he looked getting off the field. I don't know what grade that is. Eventually, you'll maybe get some more designation if he's out for what exactly it is. But it's a hamstring. And same thing for the groin. Only rest makes it better.
All right, man. We got to get out of the way. Turtles coming up tonight, Big O. All right, man.
Hey, it's Turtle.
He's coming up 6 o'clock. Stay right there. Let's get out of here and clear our throat. Thanks to Jake Matthews, Coach, for stopping by. If you missed it again, go online, odyssey.com. And tomorrow we are back at you guys, all right? We got a lot to chop up on a big Thursday. And we will get into some college football conversation as well. And we'll start to get into the Carolina Panthers. Are they really that much improved? Don't be fooled by this 0-2 record, guys. They are right now fighting for whatever potential playoff hopes they have by not trying to go 0-3. 0-3 teams don't make the playoffs. Percentages tell you as much. We can make them 0-3. We're going to get into that tomorrow here on the show. Gordon, our on-site engineer, as always, thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Day-Day executive producing back at the studio, Big O. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, the Amazon Thursday night game. It's the Dolphins heading up to Buffalo. And the Dolphins right now in some Vegas books are 12-point dogs. 11.5 to 12-point underdogs in the NFL.
That's huge.
I mean, I don't know what Ross is going to do with McDaniel. If Buffalo humiliates the Dolphins, could we see our first firing of 2025 in Miami?
Tom Brady's doing whatever the hell he wants because he's Tom Brady. Don't get it twisted. Who else would get away with any of this stuff outside of Tom Brady? Listen, the NFL is in bed with Brady because it's good for business. I don't have a problem with it. Fox gave him 10 years, $350 or $70 million. I don't have a problem with it. But when you start doing things that nobody else would be allowed to do, and everybody knows that, it becomes a problem, and it's not a good look. I'm not sure if the NFL is going to do anything, but if I'm an owner, I don't like the looks of this.
Yeah.
Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you don't know how to say Divine Diablo. Divine Diablo.
That's how we say it. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
It's a thing. We're making it a thing.
Can I get one more of those?
Divine Diablo. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.